Congress is not in session, but Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. How are you today?
Good, great, Scott. How about you?
All right, you're out in the field today, huh?
That's correct. We're actually headed over to Austin for several constituent events today, and looking forward to them.
Now, you're going to be speaking to a manufacturing organization over there in Austin, is that correct?
That's correct. That's one of the things that's on our schedule for today.
So what's the story that you're going to be telling them today?
Well, the story is about the direction we're heading in Washington to try to make America a manufacturing powerhouse again through tax reform, regulatory reform, healthcare reform, and then also talk about the things that are important to the employees of that business, like national security, border security, trying to find real-world ways to deal with poverty. So those are the topics on the agenda for today.
You know, one of the things we had talked about last week was the whole idea, now that the Republicans have both the House and the Senate and the White House, to change Obamacare to make this a system that can work in a more efficient way. It's an ongoing process. I know that it's hard to get your arms around the whole thing, but where are we on that right now?
Well, actually, we're in pretty good shape. Our leadership rolled out a pretty good blueprint last Thursday that's based on the Better Way agenda that we all ran for office on last year. And it actually gets fairly granular in terms of how we deal with the things that are important to people, pre-existing conditions, how to have a more competitive insurance market, how to make sure that we have doctors and healthcare providers that want to be part of a healthcare system that provides personalized healthcare with access and better affordability.
Today I'm here. Today we had a story.
Let me go ahead and expand real quickly.
Sure.
There's sort of three things that we're going to be doing. Number one, Tom Price is the Secretary of HHS, who was confirmed last week, has the ability to make huge changes to Obamacare because of the way the law was written. So that's the first thing that will be happening. The second thing is that we'll use reconciliation to repeal a lot of Obamacare, not 100% of it, but a lot of it, and then replace the central elements of it. And then the third thing is we'll have additional legislative activity to repeal some of the things that can't be done through reconciliation, and then to fill out the rest of what the 21st century healthcare solution looks like.
Let's talk a minute about immigration, because now we've got a new the Trump administration yesterday kind of outlined a more aggressive enforcement for immigration laws. Clearly in Texas, that could make a big difference. Tell me what you think about the new rollout that the Trump White House has on immigration.
I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I just got them yesterday, and so I'll be looking at them. But it sort of looking at the headlines, it looks like it is a more focused approach to deal with folks that are here illegally, that have committed illegal crimes and who are trying to cheat the taxpayers, activities like that. If you look at Obama's deportations, about 59% of his deportations were people that fell into that category. Under the Trump plan for dealing with folks that are here illegally and engaged in illegal activities, that percentage should be much higher. And so those folks who are here illegally but not doing anything otherwise wrong, I think, are not going to have any issues for the time being. I don't know what the Trump administration will decide to do later, but I think it's going to be more focused on exactly what President Trump said. People are here engaged in criminal activities, drug trafficking, welfare fraud, things of that nature.
You know, in the last legislative session in Austin, $800 million had to be earmarked for border security. And I know that they're hoping that Washington is going to take some of that over. Yesterday, the president, I think, announced he was going to add 15,000 people in Homeland Security and Border Patrol. Is it going to be safe to say that you can send the message to Texas that we won't have to spend $800 million in this session on that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the travesty that was imposed on the Texas taxpayer by President Obama's weak border security behavior. This is a federal government responsibility, and under President Trump and this current Congress, we're gonna take that responsibility head on. And so he's going to be sending a supplemental budget request to us in the next few weeks, and we're going to fund border security, and we're going to fund it correctly, and it's going to include additional boots on the ground. We'll finish the section of wall that hasn't been finished, which is just a few dozen miles, mostly from El Paso to the west. So I think it sends a clear signal that Texas won't have to be responsible for federal government inaction.
Congressman Bill Floor is joining us from in the field as Congress isn't in session this week. When you get back into D.C., what are the top couple of things that you're going to be looking at getting accomplished?
Well, the first thing we're going to be working on is, well, two things primarily. One is continuing the regulatory reforms that we've been engaged with the last few weeks. And then secondly, we're going to start the earnest markup of the repeal replacement component of Obamacare using reconciliation now that we've got a blueprint to move forward.
Since you've been in office, you've had your fair share of town hall meetings. You're not in session this week. You are in the district, but you're not having town hall meetings. There was some discussion about how that is really a nationwide trend among Republican members of Congress. I'm going to quickly say that Democrats have done the exact same thing before, decided not to have face-to-face town hall meetings. But when can we expect to have a town hall meeting in the 17th district, and why have we not had one during this break?
Our protocol has always been to have town hall meetings in mid-April, and there's a valid reason for that. Number one is because it's usually immediately after the House has passed the federal budget for the upcoming year. A budget is a visionary document, and so by having a town hall after the passage of that document, you can lay out what the vision of the House is moving forward. And so we're going to follow that same practice. We've never had a February town hall. And we're not likely to start now. So we will have those mid-April town halls. We'll provide plenty of notice. We'll give 2 to 3 weeks notice so that everybody can get it on their calendars, and we'll have these town hall events. Now the other reason for doing it in April now is that President Trump has a 100-day plan and a 200-day plan. We in the House have a 100-day plan and a 200-day plan. So by having the meetings in April, we can walk everybody through how each of us are doing on the 100-day plan and what they'd expect on the next 100 days and the 200-day plan. So the mid-April date is really sort of an optimum date in order to have the most tangible discussion with our constituents.
Well, and I'd certainly say I know that they held a mock meeting, I guess, over the weekend in College Station, saying that you had been invited. And we've said this before. If you have questions for the congressman, you can certainly email them in, and we'll be glad to look at them. It's not going to guarantee that we're going to ask the questions, but we've always made that available, and the congressman has answered those questions when I've had callers do that. So it's not a situation that you're not really answering constituents. But let's go back and revisit again, because you said that people were having trouble being in touch with you. What is the most efficient way for them to be in touch with your office?
Well, the best way to do it is if you go to our website at flores.house.gov, there's a contact form, and the constituent can share their concerns with us, and that is the best way to be able to get back with us. Now, I will tell you, if we get overwhelmed, I mean, I have a limited budget. It's a taxpayer-funded program, and so we're a taxpayer-funded organization, and so we have to be careful with the use of taxpayer dollars. I can't just hire additional people because of our budget to answer every question within a few hours. So we will get to the questions and answer them, but the web contact form is the best way to do it. Calls are fine and so forth. That's the best way to do it.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you next Wednesday. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. We thank you for the time this morning.
You bet, Scott. I appreciate it. Also, I'd like to say something about the Sunday town hall meeting. We were only given 72 hours advance notice of that meeting. And, as you're well aware, our schedule is booked weeks in advance, mm-hmm. So it would have been difficult to do something like that. Let me also close this by saying I'd ask all of our listeners to continue to pray for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.